There was an old man who lived on a farm. He used to always go out and check his mail way at the end of the driveway. Way at the end. He would start walking. He'd say, well, I'll be there in a couple of minutes and check the mail, and hopefully I got a letter from Aunt Sue. Maybe even Uncle Ben might be able to send me that money he owes me. So he was walking out there, and as he was walking, he noticed one of the little apple trees off to the side. It was just a little one, just a little baby apple tree, starting to shake. Well, what the heck, he thought, is it just my eyes? And he stopped, and he rubbed his eyes and lifted his eyebrows and shook his head a little bit and kept on walking to the post, to the mailbox. And as he goes a little closer, he notices another little apple tree, and it was shaking too, just brr, brr, like that. And what the strange thing is, the apples were like coming out of the branches, and the little baby tree wasn't even a fully grown tree yet. And then when it stopped vibrating, the apples got real small and like went back into the branches. Like they were, like it was on a balloon or something. Like the apples were little balloons, you know what I mean? And so he just continued to walk down. He says, I don't know if it's me or if it's really happening or what, but I think I'm kind of, I'm getting dizzy just thinking about it. He thought, okay, I'm not even going to look off to the side as I walk. So he walked down his little path to the end of the road there where the highway was, where his mailbox was, and he walked through the little potholes along the way, along his road, thinking, I've got to get those fixed, and I've got to get that, and all of a sudden, brr, 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 there it was again, that little apple tree all the way down the line. All the little apple trees were vibrating, and the little apples on the branches were like puffing out like they were on little balloons, but they looked real. So he said, this is really strange. He was almost at the mailbox, and he thought, well, I'm going to just sit right here, right by the fence post here, and I'm going to put my hand right on the fence post, just resting here, and I'm going to watch that little apple tree. Now, if that little apple tree starts to vibrate, then I know it's real. So he sat there, and he watched it, and he checked his watch, just for the heck of it. It was 2:15 in the afternoon. It's going on 2:16. And he stared at that little tree, and he stared at it, and then he stared at the one behind it, and then he stared at the one on the side of it, and nothing was happening. He said, huh, that must have been me then. Well, he said, forget it, I've been here now for 26 minutes and nothing happened, so I guess it must have been just me. So he started to walk to the mailbox, and he went to the mailbox, and he opens it up, and he looks, and there's a letter from Aunt Sue. Oh, great, but that was the only letter in the mailbox. But that's still good, that's still good, he thought, that's still good. Okay, so he pulls it out and shuts the door and saw a red car coming down the road, really, really fast. He thought, oh, here come those teenage kids again, come flying by. Well, just as the car was about to pass him, he noticed the driver was a little old lady with a little, oh, she had a white hair, but a little black bun in the back of her head. And she had a scarf on, and she was going really fast, like that. He thought, what the heck? That lady had to be at least 80, 90 years old. Now, nobody her age would drive that fast down a highway. And he sat there and he looked at the car getting smaller and smaller, and he scratched his head and he said, what the heck? I don't know people nowadays, he said. And just as he was turning his head to go back to his house, brrr, there it was again. That little apple tree just started to shake. He said, this is not right. This is not right. So he climbed over the fence. Climbed right over the fence. Barbed wire fence, mind you. Luckily, he didn't tear his pants. But he did catch his shoe a little bit, and he snagged it off. And he stood there in the field, and he started to walk toward the tree. And he walked into the tree and says, I know this thing is something is up. I just know it. And he got right to the tree, and he put his hands right on the branches and walked his hands all the way down to the bottom of the trunk, to the trunk of the tree. And then he tried to shake it himself. Nothing would happen. And he shook the tree again, thinking he could maybe shake the little apples out. Nothing would happen. He was running out of breath trying it. Just at that time, a little black truck was going up his driveway. I wonder who that is. So he said, forget this. I'll check these trees later. I think it's either me or the trees, and I'm not sure who's not. It was a little strange here. So he went over to the fence again, and there's a barbed wire fence. He thought, oh, gosh, I hope I don't get my pads torn. Last time I tore my pads, it cut my leg, too. So he climbed right over to the wooden post part, and he put his foot up on the barbed wire fence and then onto the second ring of the barbed wire fence. And just as he started to get over the top, big rip in his pants, and it cut his skin there too. Ow, he said. Oh my gosh. He was almost over the fence, and he just leaned forward and he went head first right onto the ground. Just like that. Oh, jeez, he says, I should have never done that. And he looked down at his leg, and there was a big slice from the barbed wire, and his pants were tore about 3-4 inches. That's about as long as a fork. Oh, my gosh, he says. Oh, boy, I got to get to the house now, get this taken care of. And just as he was getting up, the trees were all getting wild. Not one tree, not two trees, but it looked like the whole row of them was starting to shake. They were like going wild. What is going on? He thought. He was really afraid. Now he had goosebumps on his neck and goosebumps on his arms. He said, this is strange. It's almost like supernatural. Like, this isn't normal. This is really wild and crazy. What the heck is going on? And he hobbled along. He tried to run quickly. He was an old fellow, you know, so he's getting out of breath pretty fast. But he still tried to run anyway. He'd go kaplunk, 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 kaplunk. Trying to run almost like on one foot, dragging just about his other foot that was scratched and the pads were torn. And he was not even to the house yet, and he's hollering, Linda! Linda! That was his wife. And of course he was so far away that she could never hear him, but he was hollering, Linda May! Linda May! Linda! Nobody, no, she wasn't answering. She wasn't there. She couldn't even hear him. He was hobbling along, and the trees were still going, brr, 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 and the apples were puffing out all over the place, puffing out beautiful red apples. Oh, my gosh, they were just beautiful. He's never seen such perfectly crystal clear round apples. They were just beautiful, like they had a coating on them. They were just the most beautiful apple he's ever seen. And they were just going brr, brr, as he was hobbling along to the house and finally got to the steps. He was out of breath. Linda May! Linda May! And she did hear him. She came running to the door. What's going on? What's going on? She said. Oh, my gosh, he said. Oh, oh, he said, the trees are shaking. Oh, come on inside. You must be having a stroke or something. No, no, no. The trees are shaking, and the apples are coming out. Oh, okay, okay. Come on in the house. Hurry up. We'll give you some cold water and let you relax. I'll call Dr. Evans. I don't know if I can do this, he says. Look at my pants. What the heck happened to your pants, she said. What happened to them? Oh, I climbed over the fence. Well, what are you climbing that fence for? Because I was checking out those apple trees. Oh, Barney, why did you do that? That was his name. Barney Allen was his name. Oh, why did I do that for, he thought. And she was saying, why did you do that at the same time? So he stood up and he worked his way into the house. Ooh, this hurts, he said. Well, she went to her cupboard, and as soon as she opened up, there was a small cat sitting inside of it. What are you doing out here? Get out of here. And the cat ran away. But there was something strange about that little cat. The cat had human ears. The ears just like a person. Not cat ears that were pointed, but human ears. A little cat with human ears? Oh, I've never seen anything like it. And it went running out the door. What the heck was that? Where did that come from? And so he sat up on the chair there, and she doctored him up and fixed him up. And all that time she's thinking, what would a cat be doing in my cupboard with human ears? I've never heard of it, never seen anything like that. And just as she was thinking that, she looked to the doorway, which was still a little bit open, and a dog walked by. And the dog had human ears, too. Wait a minute, she said. And she jumped up and ran out to the doorway and looked outside, and the dog, he was just running away, and he ran into the bushes. It was almost like a cornfield. And she noticed just as he was running, he still had the human ears. Oh, this is stranger than life. It's almost like supernatural. What's going on, she thought. And then he said to her, human ears, are you kidding me? He didn't believe her, and she wouldn't believe him about the apple trees. He was saying, there's no cat that has human ears, and there's no dogs that have human ears. Is there something wrong? And she told him, there's no apple trees that shake and puff out apples like you claim they're doing. So I don't know where you got that idea from. Huh. And then all of a sudden, ding dong, somebody was at their door. Huh, who could that be? I'll get it. No, you sit right there. You've got your torn pants and scratched leg. I'll go answer the door. So she walked over to the doorway and looked outside. There was a little old man standing there with a bald head and thick glasses, and he had a book in his hand. It was like a kind of like a binder book that had pages in it. Yes, may I help you?
Yes, I was wondering if you could help me. I'm lost, and I'm looking for a spacecraft that landed here about two, three days ago.
Excuse me?
I said I'm looking for a spacecraft that landed here about 2 or 3 days ago.
I don't think so.
Don't tell me, lady, I saw it on the news at WFRV-TV Green Bay.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I did.
She thought. Now this is really strange. I got animals running around with human ears. I've got trees shaking and blowing up apples out of their branches. And now I got a guy at the door talking about spaceships. Oh, my gosh, she thought. Well, what else is going to happen? And then the ground started to shake.
What?
So, I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. And the ground started to shake even more, like almost like an earthquake. And it started to rock around and roll around like that and going back and forth and up and down. We're having an earthquake.
No, we're not having an earthquake. The spaceship is landing again.
What?
Yeah, the spaceship is landing. Stand back. Get out of the way. Let me see out your back window. Get out of the way.
And he ran right through the house, right to the back window, and said,
there it is. Look. Look up there, it's a spaceship coming down.
Oh my gosh, the lady said. And the old man runs to the window himself as much as he could with his sore leg, and he looked out. A spaceship! It was bright yellow. They always thought of a spaceship as being like a silver, but this one was bright yellow. And it had like blue lights on it, and red lights on it, and white lights on it. But they've never seen a bright yellow spaceship before. This is stranger than life. It's like supernatural. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's the one I'm looking for.
And he opened up his book that he had, and he looked down the page, and he went down halfway down the page and said,
yep, that's it. That's the B-79-22. That's the deluxe edition of the spacecraft Centennia.
Oh, they're just looking, the husband and the wife, Linda and Linda May and Barney Allen looked at each other and said, like they couldn't believe what was going on. And the old man there said,
okay, well, we got to go now. We got to go out to the spacecraft, and we're going to go talk to them now.
And Linda May and Barney Allen thought to themselves, we better get out of here.
Come on, let's go.
And he started to walk toward the back door. He said,
come on, let's go before they take off.
No, I don't think we're going to go.
You have to go.
No, I don't think I want to go.
No, listen, a spacecraft is here and you got to go.
Okay, they said, I'll go. And both of them started to walk real slow out the back door. Real nervous, because they've never seen a yellow spacecraft. For one thing, they've never seen a spacecraft ever. And they started to go, and the ground was still vibrating, like as if it was on a motor or something, but they couldn't hardly hear anything. It was just like that. And the ground was just vibrating. And they stepped down their steps, and they were shaky down their steps. And they started to walk real slow.
Come on, let's get going. We got to get going before it takes off, said the little old man.
And he folded up his notebook there and his binder, and he started hurrying along, and he said, come on. So they started to hurry up and thought, we better do this and get it over with, and maybe we won't get hurt, and maybe they'll take us for a ride, but we may never come back. What's going to happen? They got closer and closer, and they could feel some heat coming from the UFO. They could feel heat coming from the spacecraft. and they didn't see any windows, and they didn't see any way of getting in or getting out or any ramps or any things that pop up or antennas, and they didn't see any of that. All it was just clear yellow all the way around, pure yellow. And those lights were just going around and around and around and around. And they got closer and closer. Then they could hear a high-pitched sound, like a real psst, getting really high pitch. And they could kind of had a hard time thinking. And the closer they got, they couldn't think much more. The closer they got, they could hardly think anymore. And pretty soon they couldn't even recognize each other. They couldn't even hear each other. And the little old man wasn't even around anymore. It was just Linda Bay and Barney Allen. And they were just taking slow steps to the UFO. And they weren't even thinking, they were just walking. They weren't even thinking anymore, they were just walking. And they were walking, and there was no doorway. They just walked right into the UFO. No doorway. They just walked right into the UFO, and they walked in, and they walked in, and they didn't even know what was going on. They couldn't even think anymore. They just walked in, and they just walked right, stepped right up into it. There was no doorway, and they walked right into the wall, right into the side of the UFO, right inside. They walked right inside of the UFO. They walked into the UFO. They walked right inside of the UFO. Inside, right inside of the UFO. Inside, inside.